Day 33, March 22nd. Today's reflection is based on Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 21, and was written by the Reverend Carol Divins Roth, class of 1985. When she was 3 years old, our granddaughter, the youngest of four siblings and the only girl, was her mother's devoted traveling companion as they shopped and ran errands almost daily. She reigned over the back seat, providing nonstop entertainment, singing to the radio and supplementing from her own personal playlist. One day, as they traveled, she was running through her Sunday school repertoire, belting out, "Jesus loves me," when suddenly there was an abrupt, uncharacteristic silence. Then a shout.
"We are not weak!"
The soundtrack of her life had a new beat. It was as if she had a flash of insight into her own agency, seeing herself as someone who had the strength to act, to choose, to forge a path. Not helpless, but empowered. In Romans 12, Paul changes the drumbeat of faith. For 11 chapters, he lays the foundation of belief, of what God has done for us in Christ Jesus, and now, therefore, he issues the call to agency. If you're singing "Jesus Loves Me" with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength because you believe it, then put it into action. Show the empathy that Jesus has for you by one anothering. Put yourself in the place of the mother who weeps for the child she cannot feed today. How can you have an impact? Pursue hospitality to strangers. Offer love to trans kids. Find out how to help immigrants from being treated unfairly. Live in harmony with all. Associate with the lowly. Let love be genuine. Love one another with mutual affection. As Paul writes, we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. That means we all have gifts. Use your gifts in faithful nonconformity. Together, we are not weak. Today's prayer. Dear God, Jesus loves me. This I know. This I know. This I know. Let the sure power of that knowledge strengthen me to live it out and show that love for the world and all my fellow creatures. Make me your faithful nonconformist. Amen.